Call today at 86-427-1794 or visit greenlaw.legal for your free consultation.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Walked up to the road rage. We are back. Texter 617 has been busy. Not about as busy as Brooke on the text line. Said, you're the most objective host. Thanks for keeping it real and giving spread picks we can actually tell. I appreciate that. He also had a comment on Notre Dame's defensive backs, basically saying they stayed in phase. They just didn't make plays. Kind of like Georgia's defensive backs, too. I basically agree with most of that. He said, I didn't really view Watson as a vocal leader. He led more by example. Probably true. He said, I disagree, though. I don't think we have to play better to beat Syracuse. Syracuse is horrible. I'm not sure they're horrible. They have the leading passing attack in the nation. And Clemson's had some troubles on the back end. I think it's going to be important to pressure the quarterback, but I think Syracuse's answer to that is it will be a lot of quick game throws early. Try and fatigue the pass rush and then go more vertically. And Clemson's history with Syracuse is not great either. I know a lot of things have changed, but sometimes that history rings true. And right now, the problem with saying Clemson or that Syracuse is horrible is that Clemson has no offense as of now. Now, maybe that changes this week. Maybe Clemson's offense looks better. But you can't grant that based on what you've seen. Again, 121st in first downs. That's alarming. I mean, there's no way around that. Brooks says,
Brooks is saying all sorts of stuff, and then as usual, she's like, don't tell anybody I said it. Which means,
Brooke is whoever calls it today and talks bad about Dabo, let's talk something about them, because they aren't true fans if you're talking bad about the coach. Then she says, when your OC isn't making good calls for the offense, yes, he's going to take over and call the offensive play. Idiotic thinking. That's Brooke on Josh. I disagreed with Josh's assessment on that. He said, all these men calling in and whining like little girls, this guy needs to get his panties out of water. These are all consecutive texts. If y'all can't tell, I'm not peopling very well today.
But then at the bottom, she says, and obviously we can't repeat what Brooke has said.
I missed that.
I thought you were just doing it on purpose.
No, I didn't see that last message at all.
I thought it was for the greater good.
It wasn't. She just sent that one. My thing ended at 3:49, and she sent that in afterwards. So be a couple, Brooke.
It's a little, and obviously we can't repeat what Brooke has said.
Yes.
After you just read all the threads.
After I just read her string of attack texts. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Will she ever learn?
Dexter said, how can a Clemson fan say anyone else is horrible right now? Our offense sucks. I think that's the concern as of this moment. We have a ton of college football to get to. Dexter said, SMU's not looked great so far. What do you make of them as an ACC contender now? I don't think we've seen enough. I felt like they should have beaten Baylor. I guess it depends how you look at it. They got a terrible mistake that cost them a likely touchdown that I think changed the outcome of that game. And that was when Jennings reversing field from the Baylor 30. Baylor was on their heels. Jennings reversing field from around the Baylor 30 ran into the official who got in the way of the play, and he knocked Jennings to the ground, and it became 2nd and 19 on a play that, I don't know, might have been a touchdown. Instead, it became 2nd and 19. They wound up having to settle for a long field goal, which they subsequently missed. And then at the end of the game, they led by 14 with, you know, like 6 minutes left, and they found a way to blow that game. So I don't know what SMU is yet. I think we need to see more, and I think that's true of a lot of different teams. I'm not ruling them out, but I don't even know what to make of this weekend's game. They're at TCU. Those teams generally play very tight games, close games, tough games, so we'll see. You know, I'm not ruling them out of contention. I mean, I think as of this moment, the driver's seat teams for the ACC title are Miami, obviously, Georgia Tech, because of what they've already done and because the fact their schedule is very cozy from here on out. And so I think they're a factor without question. And I think Florida State is a factor until they prove otherwise. And again, we don't really know much about Florida State. You know, game one with Malzahn and Castellanos, there was no film on them or anything else. Now there is. So people will be a little better prepared for what Florida State does moving forward. Certainly better than Alabama was, who looked like, you know, they had no concept of what Florida State was going to do and never adjusted to any of it. So I think that's what the question is. I mean, I don't know what Florida State is as yet. They look good in that one game. I don't care what they did against, you know, these crap teams are playing now. I mean, I don't know when they next play a real team. Ramona, give me Florida State's schedule. Pull up Florida State's schedule. Let's take a look at that. I want to see who they're playing, because I mean, I don't know what their next real game is. I know it's not this week. They're playing another little sister of the poor this week. But I think those are the three teams right now that you would have to say are the most likely contenders of the ACC championship. Now, again, I'm not ruling Clemson out, because I think the schedule, this, you have a soft landing here of like five games that you should win. Now, you should have never trailed Troy 16-3 at the half either. And from a talent standpoint, you never should have let one guy beat you in Atlanta. So, you know, we just don't know yet. But you do have a stretch of games here that are manageable, that you're going to be favored in, as long as you take care of business in the first one. And if you start to string those games together, maybe this is where you get the confidence that you needed. As it turns out, I don't think playing LSU out of the gate helped this team this year. I don't think it helped Cade Klubnik. I think he would have been better off playing Louisiana Tech in game one, something of that sort. Yeah.
Okay, so you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, well, they have that Kent State.
Who'd they play last week?
East Texas A&M.
East Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Man, how far do you have to reach to get East Texas A&M on your friggin' schedule?
77-3.
Yeah, nice. See, so that means zero. East Texas A&M means zero. And then it's Kent State this week?
Yeah, Kent State.
Kent State is absolutely horrible. They have no players left in their program. They all left after they gave Georgia a run a few years ago.
And then at Virginia.
Okay, so that's their next game, at Virginia. All right. Uh-huh.
And then Miami at home.
What's the date of that game?
The Miami, October 4th.
I mean, that is a big game now. I mean, way bigger than we could have imagined at the start of the year. That is a big game. That's. I'm sorry, where did you say it? Is that?
What, the Miami, October 4th.
No, where?
Oh, home.
In Tallahassee.
Uh-huh.
It's a big game. All right, who else do they have?
And then they have Pitt at home.
Okay.
And then they're at Stanford. Mm. And then they have Wake Forest at home.
Yeah.
Then they're at Clemson.
Yeah.
And then they have Virginia Tech at home. Then they're at NC State. And then they're at Florida.
So, look, they still have a few tough spots. Obviously, Miami, at Clemson, at NC State. Just off the top of my head of what the games you read, I would say those sound like the toughest games. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. But those are the contenders, I would say, at this point. I'd say that's the case. texted EGA. This is Ralph. Ralph said, Walt, what's your take on Georgia? I think Georgia's very good. However, they're definitely not as good as they were in 21 and 22 when they won the national title. But I don't think they have to be that good anymore to win a national title. I'm not sure any team has to be elite to win the title today with the talent so spread out. I don't think there's an elite team out there. Just curious what your take is. Love the show as usual. That's Ralph Freeway. It's Johnny. Ralph, I would agree with that. I mean, Georgia was a mystery team to me before the year. I did not think that Georgia was going to win the title either the last 2 years, but I thought that this team had a chance, as I said. And I think we just need to see more. I mean, like right now, even in the win over Tennessee, that's not a Georgia team I would have expected to see. You know, a team that gave up so many passing yards, so many big plays to Tennessee. That's not what I would expect from a Georgia defense. On the other hand, the Georgia offense found a way to score 40 points and win an offensive shootout. And, you know, and I think Gunnar Stockton has an it factor. I don't think he's a polished thrower of the football, but he can run it. There's a toughness factor. He gives you an ingredient that Beck didn't. The Georgia receivers are pretty elite. I think the Georgia run game certainly looks like it's come to life. I think the Georgia offense maybe looks a little better than we might have expected, and I think the Georgia defense looks a little worse. I mean, I heard somebody nationally like a week ago say that the Georgia defense has a chance to be the best in the nation. I didn't see that at all, and I certainly don't see it now. I mean, I think we learned two things about the Georgia defense. There's some problems on the back end, and there's some problems with pass rush. And that's been true with Georgia. Even last year when they had Walker and Williams, those two guys basically blamed the scheme for their lack of production in terms of numbers. Maybe there's something to that, but I think that's the question. The question right now with Georgia, and so when you look ahead to the Alabama game, and Alabama suddenly found some offense because of Simpson. Because, look, largely Alabama's a one-man game. You take Simpson out of that picture, and they're not winning again against anybody. All right, Simpson's been the surprise, and he's been really good. I mean, like, I have him on my Heisman list somewhere now. I don't know if he's good enough to overcome it all, but given that Alabama has great receiving talent, and Jeremy Bernard has been really good for Alabama, much better than Ryan Williams has to date. He's been the reliable guy, Bernard has. Given what we've seen from the Alabama receivers and given what we've seen from Simpson and the problems that Georgia had defending the pass, you would think that Alabama can do some of that same stuff to Georgia when we see those two teams. On the other hand, I don't think that Georgia's very good or that Alabama's very good defensively. I don't care what their numbers said last year, and I don't care what their numbers say this year. And I think there's a chance that Georgia could maul them and that Georgia could do some of the same things to them that Florida State did to them. But here's the thing, Ralph. I just don't think we know yet. And I think, sadly, this is true about a lot of America right now. I think there are more questions than answers at this point. I do think this. I think the Alabama-Georgia game is like an elimination game. And what I mean by that is, and I've been thinking this, if Alabama loses that game to Georgia, then Alabama is, even with Simpson, what I thought they were before the year, and they're like a six-loss team. If they lose to Georgia, they're going to have a really long season. They're already eliminated. Alabama loses that game, they'll have two losses, you can forget them. They're gone. They're done, completely done. Because, you know, look, we've exchanged some games. In other words, South Carolina doesn't look that dominant right now. And so, you know, a game before the year that I thought Alabama would lose, as of now, I'd say they probably win that game. That could change. But I don't think they're winning at Missouri. I think Missouri will beat their brains in. So I'm not sold on Alabama. But I do think that the way Simpson's played and given the problems that Georgia had in defending the pass against Tennessee, I think it's reasonable to think Alabama can do some of those same things. So I think we're going to know a lot more, Ralph, after Alabama-Georgia. after that football game. We're going to know a lot more about both those teams. I think one of those teams is going to fall by the wayside. And I know it would be Georgia's first loss if they lose, but I don't think Georgia can lose to that Alabama team and go on to have a great year. One advantage Georgia has this year over last year is a lot of the toughest games Georgia played a year ago are now at home this year. And so that's a big edge to Georgia, and we'll see whether that plays out in this circumstance. But if Georgia does win that game, Ralph, then I think it really sets you up for the rest of the year, and it makes you the most likely team to face, you know, a Texas or an LSU, or for example, in the SEC title game. I think if Georgia beats Alabama, it sets them up in that role. And at the same time, if Georgia beats Alabama, I think it sets Alabama, even with Simpson, to be a 6-win football team. Because I think at the heart of who they are, I think that's what they are. I don't think they're very good. I just think that Simpson has elevated their play because he's been pretty brilliant. Now, he's been brilliant against two crappy teams. Although he was pretty good against Florida State. You know, I came on that next day and I said, you know, that was the salvation. That I didn't think, I thought Alabama looked awful, but I thought Simpson looked good in that game. He was the salvation. And since then, he's been flawless. So, you know, we'll see how it plays out. All right, quick break. I got a ton of text to get to. You can get into the phone lines. There's been no room on the phone lines for 2 days. All six lines have been lit for 2 consecutive days, all for 8 consecutive hours. But you can get in right now on the phone lines if you want to. 654-7627. Walt Diptula Road Rage. Quick break.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back. And the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18+ and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play-and-get-terms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Don't miss out on the action. Arthrex is hiring. They develop innovative technologies to treat orthopedic sports injuries around the world and right here in your community. Learn new skills in a clean, high-tech manufacturing environment with many exciting benefits and campus amenities, including free lunch, free medical care, a new child care center, sports fields and wellness programs, paid parental leave, a transportation stipend, and much more. Check out careers.arthrex.com. That's careers.arthrex.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reeds.com.
With fall comes fall weddings. Grooms, don't let the big day get away from you without a visit to Roosters to look your best. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsman party pack for grooms with a party of 3 or more. Grooms get a 50% discount on a gentleman's choice haircut and shave package and 10% off all in-stock products for the entire wedding party. What better time to look and feel your best on your special day? Call Roosters and secure your appointment time today. 864-884-892. Serving the Greenville area for 12 years.
Everyone knows that Lowcountry Mail Cell is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
East Main Furniture in Eastleigh, where every day is a sale day. Come find deals on living room, bedroom, dining room, lamps, rugs, mattresses, and occasional furniture. Brand names like Lazy Boy, England, Best, Ashley, Catnapper, Liberty Furniture, and Vaughn Bassett, all at discounted prices. If we don't stock it, we can special order it for you. With 90 days same as cash on purchases over $300, we make it easy. East Main Furniture, located at 829 East Main Street, Eastleigh, or call 864-4426-054 today.
The show continues after this quick timeout. Man, we're really having a great show today.
You know it. Hey, you coming to my house for the game?
No, because your toilet always backs up, man.
Yeah, but I'm calling Ace.
Okay, it was like 82 degrees in your house last time, and we kept popping that breaker.
That's why I'm calling Ace tomorrow.
The hardware store? I mean, you can't even use a screwdriver.
No, Ace, the one in the white and blue trucks.
Oh, right on, right on. Okay, we're back.
For plumbing, electrical, and HVAC, visit acehomeco.com.
From kickoff to cash out, ESPN Bet has the tools you need to score more on game days. Bet smarter with stats at your fingertips. Get personalized parlays built just for you. And with your fantasy team synced right in the app, you can back your squad. Right now, new customers get $100 in bonus bets when you bet $10. Sign up with promo code USL to get started. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Slept with a dream before I had to go. It's a bird in the tower, Uncle Red. Don't worry about the army in the cold, cold ground. 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 No, don't be a crappy.
Walk the Abtula Road Rage, we are back. How about this? Yesterday, on last night on Twitter, X, whatever, last night on X, I wrote that I'm not sure that DJ Lagway will be the quarterback at Florida next year. I had no info on this. I had heard that that there was some degree of issue in the Florida locker room, and I had heard that. But so I combined that information with the fact that I think Billy Napier is dead man walking, and my conclusion was that DJ Lagway will not be quarterbacking Florida next year. And so I wrote that. I wrote that on Twitter last night, Ramona. I wrote, DJ Lagway, in my opinion, will not be at Florida next year. I don't know where this comes from, but Texter 534 just wrote me and said, rumor is DJ Lagway's last game is Saturday against Miami and he'll sit the rest of the year. Okay. I don't know if that's true or not, but you can find this stuff on my Twitter feed yesterday. And then I doubled down on it this morning. Not only that, I think that I think Napier's gone. I think the AD is gone. I think the quarterback is gone. I think they're all gone. I think that Florida is a friggin' mess, an absolute mess. You know, the thing, first of all, I'll tell you what, let me get to Ethan and then I'll explain Florida and what I think is going on with Florida. Ethan in Salt Lake. Ethan, good to have you as always.
Well, what's going on, bro?
Hey, Ethan, appreciate you getting in. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to talk a little Utah football. Got a big game coming up this week.
Very
weekend
big.
Against Texas Tech.
Yep.
Unbelievably, a 10 a.m. kickoff. So we are having coffee and French toast at the tailgate.
I'm sorry. I don't even think I knew that. It's the kickoff is 10 a.m.?
I'm not kidding you. It's 10 a.m.
You can't play football at 10 a.m.? That's against the law. Come on.
It should be. So, yeah, we're doing mimosas and coffee and French toast. It's going to be kind of funny. But it'll be noon your time, you know?
Now I'm craving French toast. Have there been 10 a.m. games before?
Good question. I'm not sure. Not here. Not out in Utah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's what I was asking him right there.
Yeah, I just want to get your thoughts a little bit on Utah. You know, we're getting good quarterback play. It's amazing when you have a quarterback that
great quarterback play.
Shows up and plays. What can happen?
Yeah. Yeah. That you have a healthy quarterback. Yes. I think that matters. And a dynamic dual threat quarterback, no less. Look, the rest of Utah's football team is very, very good. And what they were lacking was quarterback. And now in Dampier, you've got a guy who, you know, there are people promoting Devin Dampier as a Heisman candidate now. And, you know, I don't know if I'm ready to go that far, but I think this is the sort of proving ground game. I don't think Utah's schedule is all that difficult. If I remember right, you don't play Iowa State, right?
No.
Ramona, pull up Utah's schedule for me, would you? So, you know, this is a big game against Texas Tech. Texas Tech, I think, is a pretty good football team. I still wonder a little bit about them defensively, so... you know, that's going to be the question with Dampier. We could see some points scored in this game. This may not be your typical Utah home game, but Utah's very, very tough in that building. And, you know, Rice Eccles, they basically never lose, and that's going to be the challenge for Texas Tech, especially now that Utah finally has a quarterback.
Well, and, you know, Utah's undefeated, or BYU is undefeated as well. So if we make it through Texas Tech – and BYU has another easy game. It sets up for an undefeated Holy Wall
matchup.
War.
Yeah, and by the way, and I know you know this, Ethan, but maybe the rest of the world doesn't, that's the most underrated rivalry in all of college football. You have two teams that are
absolutely
very religious institutions, but they hate each other's guts on a football field. I mean... it's always one of the most violent games and one of the most hate-filled games in America. And it's always played in these amazing settings, as you know, as well.
You know, there's a lot of animosity between the two schools. Utah, University of Utah, not very religious, BYU, obviously. But it just creates a weird dynamic. And Utah really does show up for that game. And it's at BYU this year. I'll be going to that.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, I can't wait to see it. And it becomes a bigger game. And again, look, BYU was a team when they had Rhett's left that I had number 8 in the country before the year, and then I dumped them to like 30 or something after Rhett's left failed the honor code test. And but, you know, defensively right now, I know that they've not faced elite competition, but they're only allowing like 2 yards a carry, which leads the nation. So we'll see.
Jeez. Well, I'll take my thoughts off there. If you have a quick minute to go through the schedule, that'd be awesome. If not,
also
for all the Clemson fans, everybody relax. Dabo's going to get us where we need to go. Thanks.
Thank you, Ethan. I hope that's right. I mean, look, I know long term it's right. I mean, you know, Dabo Swinney should coach here as long as he wants to. He's the I think he's the greatest program leader, greatest head coach in America. I do. I think that there's nobody you would substitute for. So the notion of him being, you know, going away is ridiculous. I mean, you know, it'd only be a fringe element kooks who would suggest that. But you can be displeased with, you know, I mean, to an extent, within reason, you can be displeased with, you know, 10 wins when, you know, you think you're a national title contender. I mean, it's been a while since Clemson played their best, since best really was the standard. And you know, still been successful, but just not that level of success that Clemson fans... Again, Clemson Nation's become a little bit spoiled with the success. That's part of the process, though, when best is the standard. All right, Ramona, give me the Utah schedule if you would.
Okay, after Texas Tech, they're at West Virginia.
Which might be a little tougher than we thought. I mean, yeah, Pittsburgh would agree.
Then they have Arizona State at home.
Okay.
Then they're at BYU.
All right.
They have Colorado at home. Cincinnati at home. Then they're at Baylor. They have Kansas State at home.
All right, that schedule's tougher than I remember it. It is. It's tougher than I remember it, so we'll see. I mean, it starts this weekend. I mean, that's a big game. There are a number of big games this weekend. Utah Texas Tech is a big game. It's one of the games for control in the Big 12. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. They've been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. Gilstrap does it all. You're working with an experienced team of roofers who specialize in shingle roofs, metal roofs, flat roofs for residential, commercial, industrial customers. Gilstrap works alongside you and your insurance company to help streamline the claims process. If you're looking for a full-service roofing contractor with extensive experience who's fully licensed, bonded, and insured, look no further than Gilstrap Roofing and the Gilstrap Difference, serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified, gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232, 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com, gilstrapproofing.com. You know, on the Florida thing. So when I wrote this about DJ Lagway, immediately got some Clemson fans responding by saying, well, could we go after him? And, you know, and then there was some back and forth among Clemson fans debating that issue. Someone jumped in and said, there's no way Clemson's going to pay that kind of money and that kind of stuff. I don't have an answer to that. All right. I just think that the Florida thing is crumbling. That's what I think. I think that the Napier experiment is over. I know Robert loved Napier and loved Florida this year, and Robert, I know we'll get in here at some point, but you know Florida's going to lose all those games, I think. That stretch of four games that I highlighted before the year, I think they're actually going to go 0-4. I think they're done. I think that everything about Florida football is done. I think Billy Napier is an idiot. I'm sorry. I've changed my mind on Billy Napier because when I watch his offense, I think his offense not only lacks imagination, I don't think he understands defenses, which is astonishing to me. You know, and what works against one defensive scheme versus other defensive schemes. I think he tries to sort of force feed his notion of offense regardless of the quarterback and regardless of the time. And I don't think it's working. And as a result of that, you know, your quarterback, you kept your quarterback in the game to throw five interceptions. There's an old adage about 4 and 5 interceptions. The adage is that you have a quarterback in the game, he throws four interceptions, that's on him. He throws a fifth, that's on you, being the coach, meaning you should have taken him out before that. Both for his own sake, it's like, you know, leaving a pitcher on the mound to get slaughtered. And I think there was something to that with Lagway. I also think that Baker knew everything that was coming. And I don't think he knew the signals, but I think he understood everything Billy Napier did inherently, and it was just like stealing. I think Billy Napier is way over his head. I think he's way over his head. And, you know, I used to think he was an organized, fairly sharp guy. I've come off all of that. I think that Florida's situation is a train wreck. I don't think it's going to get better. I don't see how it can. I don't see how it can. I mean, I think they're done. I think you have an idiot for an AD. I think your coach is finished. I think Napier is, I don't know where Napier's going to work again, but it's not going to be his head coach anywhere. I'll tell you that. I mean, I don't see it. I think he's completely done. You know, he insisted on calling the plays and continuing to call the plays. He did. It resulted in a travesty against LSU, where LSU's offense couldn't really move the ball against Florida. and wasn't moving the ball, but it didn't matter because Florida, who kept getting these or LSU kept getting these gift chances, couldn't score. It didn't matter because Billy Napier's offense was so inept that they simply couldn't move the ball at all. And so, you know, five interceptions by the quarterback. And look, one of the questions I think many of us had with Lagway, I know I had, was coming off these injuries. I don't think he's ready to play football. I mean, that's the reality. I mean, he basically showed up and started playing. That just doesn't work in major college football. You know, he missed everything he needed to be in attendance for, he missed. Then you just roll him out there like he's going to be the same guy we saw previously. It doesn't work that way. This is major college football. And he sure didn't help his confidence last week any. And the challenges aren't going to get any easier. So I think it's a wrap at Florida. I think the AD is gone. Strickland's a moron. And we knew that from his prior destination. I think Napier is 100% gone. He's done. And it's just an issue of when they fire him, he's done. And I think DJ Lagway is going to be quarterbacking somewhere else. And I wrote all this stuff last night, this morning. You can find it on my Twitter feed. And now there's apparently some speculation about some of this. So, you know, and I said that, I wrote that before that. So I know Justin's a Florida fan and wants to talk about some of this. So we'll get to that. I think Florida is just an unmitigated disaster right now. Ramona, give me, pull up their schedule quickly. Pull up Florida's schedule. Because I know they're on this four-game stretch that I thought before the year was brutal. And I think three of those four were at home and are on the road. And I think the home game was Texas, if memory serves.
All right. After Miami.
Let's start with Miami. So they're at Miami this weekend.
Yes. Okay. Then they have Texas at home.
Okay.
Then they're at Texas A&M.
Okay.
Then they have Mississippi State at home.
Okay, well, let's start with this. I don't think they win any of those next three. I think they lose all of them. All right. By that point, Mississippi State will become a bigger problem. Go ahead.
Okay, and then they have Georgia in Jacksonville.
Okay, it's a loss.
And then at Kentucky.
I think they lose.
Then they're at Mississippi.
Yeah. I don't hear any wins.
And they have Tennessee at home and Florida State at home.
I don't think they win any of those games. I think the only game they might win is Mississippi State. I think they could lose out. I think it's conceivable Florida loses out. I think the whole thing's a wrap. I think it's done. Florida's done. It's blow it all up. Get rid of the AD. Get rid of the coach. DJ Lagway's going to walk. That's what's going to happen. Florida is an unmitigated disaster, and it's not going to get any better. This is a team that was ranked at the start of the year. Ranked at the start of the year. Justin is a Florida fan. We'll let Justin offer his comments on it when we get back. Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Your access to cutting-edge pain relief just got even easier. QC Kinetics is now offering virtual consultations with new patients. If you're living with chronic joint pain, you can meet with a QC medical professional from the comfort of your own home. This new telemedicine platform is exciting. It's time-saving as well. They can do it by phone. They can do it by video conference. You're going to get one-on-one attention to evaluate your situation, to see if you're a candidate for regenerative medicine, to see if they can get you treatment scheduled right there on the spot for long-lasting pain relief. QC Kinetics, the leader in cellular technology, regenerative medicine, they're helping so many folks right now. If you tried the drugs, tried the steroids, tried the surgery, don't do that. Do it with QC Kinetics right now. Schedule that consultation. Do it online, 864-766-8454, 864-766-8454. Virtual consultation, fast, quick, and easy and convenient. Call now, 864-766-8454.
Attention Orange Nation fans, Kate Klubnik here. I get asked all the time where I got my beautiful truck. It's the same place you should go, Red Caldwell Chevy in Clover. They took care of me, and they'll do the same for you. So Orange Nation, do like I did. Go see Martin McKinley. He makes it easy, speedy, and transparent. Even if you belong to Maroon Nation, go see Martin at Fred Caldwell Chevy in Clover. EST. Easy, speedy, and transparent.
It's time to give your lawn the attention it deserves with Carolina Top Dressing. Is your fescue looking thin? Our expert fescue overseeding service paired with aeration is just what you need. But here's the secret. Without top dressing, much of that precious seed goes to waste. Why? Because seed needs soil contact to grow. At Carolina Top Dressing, we make sure every seed finds its place, whether it's in the aeration holes or covered by our premium top dressing mix. Don't let your investment go to waste. Visit CarolinaTopDressing.com to book your service today.
Keeping your commercial roof in its best condition keeps your business running. Adams & Co. understands how important your business is to our community, your family, and your employees.
Whether you have shingle, silicone, TPO, metal, or a bitumen roof,
we not only repair current damage and leaks, but can also offer a free roof inspection to help catch small issues before they become a big problem. 864-260-0080. Call Adams & Co. for all your commercial roofing needs. Adams & Co., making a difference one roof at a time.
We all know and love Eggs Up Grill, but did you know they cater? From brunchy buffets to breakfast samplers, wraps, sandwiches, and salads, Eggs Up Grill has the best catering options in town. Are you a business owner or office manager looking to elevate your next meeting or party? How about a coach looking for your next team meal or box lunches? Visit Eggs Up Grill of Clemson, Seneca, or Greenwood. Ordering couldn't be easier for pickup and delivery through Easy Cater. Just visit eggsupgrill.com and click on the catering button. That's eggsupgrill.com.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Hey y'all, Robert Kraft here, owner of Clemson Sock Shop, and we've got some exciting news. We're opening something brand new on the square. Four Men on Exchange, your new place for gifts, garment, and gear. While the women's stuff's across the street at Newteek Boutique, we've now got you covered from head to toe at Four Men on Exchange. While we are currently in our pop-up location, as we wait for the new building to be renovated, you can follow along the progress on Instagram and Facebook. Four Men on Exchange, your place for gifts, garments, and gear.
Currently car shopping? State Credit Union now has auto loan rates as low as 4.25% APR. Plus, you'll have no car payment for up to 90 days, just in time for the holidays. Visit one of State Credit Union's 19 full-service branches or their website, scscu.com, and apply online for your new car loan today. That's scscu.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
105.5 and 97.5. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, three great callers coming up, Justin, Robert, and Bengal John, in that order. Justin, how are you, Justin?
I'm fantastic, Walt. Appreciate you getting me in.
Are you?
I actually I'm not bad, man.
Okay.
So I have a couple Colts tidbits and a couple of Florida tidbits.
All right.
The Colts have had 14 offensive possessions this year.
Uh-huh.
They have scored 14 times, 9 field goals, 5 touchdowns.
How about that?
The punter has not gone on the field.
How about that?
With that being said, I by no means think Daniel Jones is a superstar by any means. He is an extremely serviceable quarterback. I think these first two games for the Colts just show how bad and not it Anthony Richardson is and always has been.
Yeah, the notion that he was Josh Allen, I thought, was always laughable. I know why people tried to force feed that, and you know, look, I don't know how much of a chance he has really had, but you know, look, there's inaccuracy, and then there's Anthony Richardson's level of inaccuracy, and Richardson was like a 50% passer at Florida, and that just doesn't translate. It just doesn't.
I mean, he is a freak athlete.
Yeah.
He's going to give you 2 to 3 plays a game where he takes your breath away. For every other time he has the ball in his hands, you're literally peeking through your fingers.
Yeah, he also takes your breath away for a different reason.
Absolutely. Yeah. On to my Gators here. A couple tidbits for you here.
Yeah.
We have played 3 complete games now and have given up 1 defensive touchdown in 3 games, and we sit 1-2.
Yeah.
With that being said, for our current head coach to match our former head coach's winning percentage, great news for Billy, he only has to win the next 28 games in a row to match Dan Mullen's win percentage.
Are you sure that? That seems wrong. I mean, Dan Mullen sucked. I mean, Dan Mullen couldn't be a ranked team to save his life.
34-15 to match that win percentage with 20 losses already. Billy's got to win the next 28 and get to 48-20.
Okay.
With the Lagway situation, I couldn't agree with you more. I've watched all 3 of Florida's games this year, and I know the opponent was Long Island University, but you go back and watch that game, the true freshman, I can't remember his first name, last name is Jones.
Yeah.
He looked better in that game than DJ Lagway did.
Yeah. Well, again, Lagway...
I don't understand... It's like not putting Brazina in for Clemson. It's almost the same situation for me. When your guy is out there not hitting anything, you have to try something different, man. And Lagway just was not – it was literally like he had a blindfold on just throwing the ball up at sometimes out there Saturday night.
Yeah, again, he looks terrible, and I think he was sort of thrown into this. I mean, guy was in a boot for a long time. He was basically hurt for most of the offseason. Next thing you know, he's back, and he's starting a quarterback for Florida. And he just hasn't played enough football for any of that. And it doesn't look good, and I just think Billy Napier as an offensive mind is a dope. And I just think it's not working. I think Baker took advantage of both of them in the LSU-Florida game. I mean, you know, again, the Florida defense held up really well. But, it's because given 5 turnovers, you would think that LSU would have scored 50, but that's not what happened. So, you know, that side of the ball is good, but you're going to have a divorce there because, you know, you're going to have finger pointing there and everything.
At this point, having Billy Napier coach anymore, even if you know you're going to replace him at the end of the year, is not beneficial to the program at all.
No.
I know the fans have been happy that recruiting's turned around under him. Well, guess what? All those good blue-chip recruits, they're probably going to be at the portal at the end of the year because this guy can't coach his way out of a wet paper bag.
Yeah.
I'll leave you with this, Walt. I told you last week my guy who I would love to see would be Brent Key. After last weekend, I'm still on the Brent Key train. I don't know where we end up at with our next head coach, but...
I'm on the Eli Drinkwitz train, as a listener suggested.
I'm not mad if we try to go Eli.
I think that's the guy. I mean, I think that's...
With all the changes from Missouri, still having the second best offense and yards per play in the SEC, it's hard to argue with. We'll see how it goes from here, Walt. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you and Ramona getting me in, as always.
Yeah, thank you, Justin. Good job. Justin's still happy, but he's more happy about his Colts than his Gators. And I think the Florida defense has been good. I think the dilemma is Napier and DJ Lagway. Now, Robert, I know, love both these two, so we'll see what Robert has to say about that. But I think it's all coming crashing down at Florida, and I think Lagway is going to be playing somewhere else next year. And I think Napier is certainly fired. And the only question is, who's the next Florida coach? And again, I think Eli Drinkwitz makes all sorts of sense. I think he's a brilliant mind. I think he has the Spurrier attitude. I think, look, this guy has taken the backup quarterback at Penn State, and he somehow has gotten better, which is really remarkable. You can get in if you want. 654-767. Robert. How are you, Robert?
Walt, I'm great. Good. Listen, first of all, I'm going to start off with I've looked into the DJ leaving thing. The only thing I can find is some guy on Facebook, and I'm not on Facebook, but I was able to link in. And 21 hours ago, this guy put on there that DJ was leaving. He also put on there that Jaden Ball was leaving immediately. And there's been no news of that anywhere else. So
I think he's gone. I'm going to have to. Yeah, I think he's gone. It has nothing to do with that report. I think he's gone.
Oh, no, I'm not saying. I'm talking about, like, leaving immediately.
Well, I don't know.
He won't leave the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't know about immediately. I'm not placing any time frame on it. But what I heard was that there was real discontent in the Florida locker room between Lagway and teammates, and there was a lot of blame game going on. And that alone, that I never heard this other report, but all I heard was this, and I combine that with the fact I think Napier is in enormous trouble, and I think he was an embarrassment on Saturday. I just think that whole thing is over, and I think all pieces. Yeah. I think AD, Napier are both fired, and I think the quarterback is getting out of there to go somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, Walt, I've told you many times that when Napier got that job, I said he better hire a play caller. Yeah. Now, listen, this is just another reason that people just don't appreciate Dabo Swinney enough, because Billy Napier's lost control.
Yeah.
If what you said about the locker room,
yeah,
you hadn't heard any of that from Clemson. And
oh,
there
no.
are some teammates that could be coming down on Cade big time right now.
Well, and
but
look,
you don't hear anything about that.
And there could have been, lost
control.
Yeah, there could have been some finger pointing at Clemson the last few years. And there really is never any rumor of that. You know, so
that's right.
You know, I think that speaks to the model program that Dabo Swinney runs and the model individual, which he actually is.
Right. Now, let's talk about this LSU game. You know, basically Florida, their offense looked just like Clemson's offense against LSU. You said that you thought LSU might score 40 points on everybody else they play. You might should have said that LSU was going to hold every team to 10 points that they played, because, Walt, that defense is looking awesome. LSU's defense is looking better than a lot of defenses that I've seen in the past three or four years.
I mean, it's a little hard to judge because I don't know about the quality of any of these offenses they faced yet, and I think that's what remains to be seen. And I do think the LSU offense will at some point here soon, probably this weekend, start to get it in gear. And they'll turn Nussmeier loose. I don't know what they've been trying to do, but I think it's time to turn Nussmeier loose, and I think everybody knows it. And when they do, I think they'll become a 40-point-a-game offense. And I think that's going to start now. But we'll see. I mean, it hasn't so far. But
Listen, I'm not defending Billy Napier's play calling, just like I would never defend Garrett Riley's play calling. But it looked basically the same way. Both teams looked exactly the same. And I hadn't, you know, heard the outcry, you know, Garrett Riley's gone, and I know that can't be said, but listen.
Well, you know what, though, Robert? You would have heard it if the quarterback threw five interceptions in a game.
Well, listen, DJ is a young quarterback, Walt. What has he started? 7, 8, 9 games now? Yeah. What did he start? 6 last year? Yeah. 3 now? He obviously got frustrated, and it's on Billy Napier to set him down, but just like Cade doesn't get sat down, DJ didn't get set down.
I know. I'm strictly speaking about the situation you just, the analogy you just made. That's all. And I'm saying that if Cade had thrown 5 interceptions in a game, then you would hear that talk even more. But Lagway made some just horrific throws that no quarterback of any experience level should make. I mean, there's no question about that. But Napier's...
Yeah, he was late on some throws. He had bad footwork on throws.
Oh, his footwork is awful. His footwork is terrible.
Right.
And again, at some
and
level...
You hit on it. He hasn't been in practice.
Right.
He hasn't been working on this stuff.
Yeah, so, look, I'm not dismissing his talent, okay? I have seen the talent before. All right? I'm not dismissing his talent. What I'm dismissing is the marriage of he and Billy Napier together. It's all got to end. They both got to go.
Well, you know, we'll see, Walt. It's a long season. You may be right. I think you probably are. If Billy can't get this straightened out, here I am calling him by his first name. If Billy Napier can't get this straightened out, they're definitely going to go 0-4. They're going to probably go 0-6. Because, like you said, Mississippi State, Levy's got them rolling.
Yeah, they're playing better
on
football.
Offense. Yeah. They are. Now, Florida's got a decent defense. We're going to see a lot. If Miami blows them out, then it's probably going to implode. If they lose that game close, then, you know, it'll be the next week before it implodes. If they win that Miami game, then it's going to be right back to square one because Billy Napier's got a $10 million buyout.
Yeah.
Walt, I appreciate
you. Yeah, thank you, Robert. Yeah, I think what Robert said is fair. The thing is, you know, your quarterback is coming off a 5-interception game, and his confidence level right now is at an all-time low. So, I would be stunned, honestly. Those kids know each other, and they are rivals, and maybe that does keep it close, but you're not going to be able to afford turnovers against Miami, who's a really good football team. Who knows? They just might be the best team in the nation. I think they're in that conversation based on what we've seen to date. All right, you can get back in, John, et cetera. You get back in. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage, quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles Pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having